Now the latest in gopher news. In the past couple of years, researchers have discovered that a handful of mammals glow under black lights. Flying squirrels, wombats, platypuses light up in bright pinks, blues, and greens. Looks like they can add to the list pocket gophers. Molly Samuel from member station WABE reports.
J.T. Pine was a biology graduate student at the University of Georgia a few years ago when he learned that flying squirrels glow neon pink under black lights. So he decided to shine a UV flashlight on some of the animals he studies, and the southeastern pocket gophers lit up.
It's kind of an indescribable blend of purple and blue and pink. It's very, very psychedelic.
The southeastern pocket gopher is a burrowing rodent that spends most of its life underground in the tunnels it digs in Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. Pine checked a few other gopher species from other parts of the country, too, and they also glow. His paper describing the glowing gophers was recently published in the scientific journal The American Midland Naturalist. He says he was excited to make the discovery, but he doesn't know why it happens.
It could be diet-related, where they eat all of these compounds and then the compounds get digested and then end up in their skin and fur.
Or it could have evolved as some form of communication among gophers, or camouflage from predators, or...
It's possible that it doesn't mean anything.
Allie Kohler is a grad student at Colorado State University, and she was one of the people who discovered that flying squirrels glow pink under black lights. She says there's no answer yet for why any mammals glow, but she's enjoyed seeing glowing mammal discoveries add up since her flying squirrel research was published a couple years ago. Some plants, birds, arthropods, amphibians, and fish are biofluorescent, too.
If you're swimming around in the water, there are reasons to have fluorescence. It's a lot easier in the water to come up with a plausible scenario.
University of Kansas professor Leo Smith has studied evolution and biofluorescence. He says it's easier to imagine why sea creatures would glow because of how light travels underwater.
It's harder to figure out why they would do it on land.
But he says there do appear to be similarities with the mammals. Most of them are nocturnal or live in low-light situations. J.T. Pine, who's now a biologist at the Georgia Wildlife Federation, says he's happy that his beloved pocket gophers are part of this fluorescent club.
I've always described them as really angry russet potatoes, but now they're really angry russet potatoes that glow.
He says the more biofluorescent mammals that get discovered, the closer scientists might get to figuring out why they do it, though they may also just raise more questions. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel.